creaking stick, snapping branch. An intruder is approaching. From her spot high in a fig tree, Sorella goes still, sniffing the air. The hairs along the back of her neck rise. If a predator has spotted her, the best plan for the Wakari monkey is to stay as motionless as possible. Eagles and ocelots respond to movement. When a few long moments go by with no more sound, Sorella returns to foraging. She soon got a nut between her hands and is working her teeth into its hard casing. Wakari are the only monkeys around with the strength to break into this kind of nut, but that doesn't mean it's exactly easy. She loses herself in gnawing and piercing. Another crack. But it's not from the nut. Sorella whirls, drops her nut, and races farther up the tree, primed to attack or flee. Leaves, branches, and even an unfortunate praying mantis rain down on the clearing below as she squawks and demonstrates. Teeth bared, she howls in the direction of the intruder. Until she sees who it is. It's a sloth. Sorella has been snuck up on by a sloth. So embarrassing. Her bald red face turns even redder as she leaps to the ground, shakes out her stinging ankles and races back up the tree, teeth bared at Banu, where he holds on to a branch of the next fig tree over. What do you think you're doing? You don't sneak up on someone like that. The sloth yawns, staring at her blankly from his branch. A wasp picks its way across the hair of his eyebrows.
I'm sorry, Banu says, in the slow and deliberate manner of all sloths.
It makes them sound either incredibly wise or incredibly stupid, depending on who's doing the listening.
I've never managed to sneak up on anyone in my life. I'm not sure a sloth can sneak up on anyone. And certainly not someone so alert and powerful as a young Wakari like yourself.
Sorella sniffs and allows her shoulders to relax. I suppose you're right. You didn't sneak up on me. That would be impossible. Banu nods, satisfied with himself. Sorella starts poking through the underbrush, lifting leaves and sniffing underneath. You did make me drop a nice fat nut, though. I was just about to get it open.
Sorry about that, Banu says, nodding. Try between the fronds of the scrubby palm.
By the time Banu's finished speaking, Sorella has already searched the palm twice and emerged victorious, the nut held high in her palm. She peers up at Banu and squints her hard, dark eyes.
So what's a nice sloth boy like you doing deep in Wakari territory?
He blinks at her.
I'm on my way to the ruins. Remember, after we defeated Auriel and the Ant Queen escaped, we all promised we'd spread the word back home, then reconvene at the fallen ziggurat to discuss what we'd discovered. What? Did you fall out of a tree and hit your head or something?
He grins.
Slowly.
Of course I remember all that, Sorella grumbles. But the moon has 3 cycles to go before a year has gone by.
Banu holds up a clawed arm in mock surrender. The move takes a few seconds.
When you move at the pace I do, you have to get started early for any trip. Took me 6 moon cycles to get home. I had to turn right back around to get back in time.
That's too bad, Sorella says.
Banu shrugs.
It's the life of a sloth. Not bad or good. Do you want to travel with me?
Sorella shakes her head.
No offense, but I'd drive myself crazy having to go at your speed.
Is Goji around?
Banu asks.
The Capuchins are in the north, not west like us Wakari.
Banu nods.
Too bad. I like that friendly little monkey.